Welcome to The Marriage Fix, where Christian married couples allow God to repair their union. I'm James.
And I'm Katrina.
Coming to the tool shed. We come to you every week with podcasts on how to build a kingdom marriage. So tune in with your spouse and let them know that your union is about to be leveled up.
Here at The Marriage Fix, our goal is to shed some light on what really goes down in marriage.
That's right.
You'll hear our story, the good, the bad, and the light at the end of the tunnel. You'll hear how we overcame our struggles and how you and your spouse can thrive in marriage again. Yes, it is possible.
It is possible.
Right, babe? You're already encouraged because you're listening to our podcast.
That's right.
We want to inspire and empower healthy married couples out there to stay in their union. Remember the covenant you made with God, and we're rooting for you every step of the way.
That's right. And here's the deal. We are Christian followers. We believe in the gospel of Jesus Christ, His living word, and the Holy Bible. Restoring marriages is our ministry, and you'll be hearing the word of God every single podcast.
That's right. Every single podcast. This yep. is The Marriage Fix, and we want to welcome you back to the Tool Shed. This is The Marriage Fix, where we give you the tools to fix your marriage. I am James.
And I'm Katrina.
If you have not subscribed yet, we have plenty of room here in The Marriage Fix Tool Shed. The only requirements is that you are married, working towards being married, and most importantly, here to hear the word of God.
That's right.
So this is our fifth episode, babe.
Big five.
Yeah. Fifth episode, season one. So yeah, this is the fifth episode, and this is Love Your Wives. This is for the men, babe.
Okay.
And the women too. The women too, but mainly for the men.
Yes, talk to us. Talk to us about how us wives can be loved.
Absolutely. And why do you think we would do a podcast on loving our wives?
It's paramount.
Absolutely. Very, very much so.
Yeah.
But the main reason is the state of affairs. Things, babe, are so divided right now. It's been that way for a little bit, but everyone and people just aren't loving each other like God has intended it, you know, so far as men and women, husband and wives. You know, the world has done a great job with putting us in survival and self mode. You agree with that?
I do agree with that.
Yeah. So,
and I can see what you mean by that.
Absolutely. So before we go into our podcast, we always go into prayer. So those who's listening, you can bow your heads or whatever you do when you're in prayer or you're part of prayer. But our Father, which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name, thy kingdom come, thy will be done in earth as it is in heaven. Our Heavenly Father, all human fatherhood is but a reflection of yours, and all our love is derived from your love. So bless everyone at home listening to this podcast. Grant that husbands may love and keep their wives, and wives may love and submit to their husbands. We submit ourselves to you so you can use us in whichever way you want to, Lord. We choose to glorify only you. Thank you for girding us up with your grace, power, and strength, and that no weapon formed against us will prosper. And we take victory in your mighty name. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen. Thank you for that, honey.
Absolutely. That thank you. Yeah, so our scriptures for this podcast is coming from Ephesians 5:25. Ephesians 5:25. And we have a few other scriptures that we are going to be floating around possibly through this podcast. But Ephesians 5:28-33, 1 Peter 3:7, Galatians 5:13, Romans 12:10, Colossians 1:24. Those are just a few. But we will get into the first scripture, which is Ephesians 5:22. Wives, submit yourselves unto your own husbands as unto the Lord. For the husband is the head of the wife, even as Christ is the head of the church, and he is the Savior of the body. Therefore, as the church is subject unto Christ, so let the wives be to their own husbands in everything. Husbands, love your wives, even as Christ also loved the church and gave himself for it, that he might sanctify and cleanse it with the washing of water by the word, that he might present it to himself as a glorious church, not having spot or wrinkle or any such thing, but that it should be holy and without blemish.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Bless the word. All right. So why is it hard for men to love their wives?
Why is it hard for men to love their wives?
Mm-hmm. Why do you think that's the case?
That's a great question, honey. For me, I believe that because it's, for me, it's like a perception thing.
Mm-hmm.
And what I mean by that is it seems as it's one of the hardest things for a man to do. And here's what I mean by that. Is it hard for men to love their wives? Is that the hardest thing? No, it's not hard for a man to love their wives, right? It's not hard for a man to love their wives in a way, in the way that he knows how to love her, in the way that comes natural for him. For example, any sort of, you know, acts of service, such as he takes his wife's car to get oil checked.
Mm-hmm.
He takes his wife's car to get detailed, to get the car wash.
Right.
You know, he brings home her favorite bottle of wine from work,
mm-hmm.
or her favorite, you know, dinner that she may like, her favorite takeout, just because on his way home from work, just because he knows she likes it.
Right.
You know, to kind of get her off her feet for dinner. Those are all ways that he shows he loves her, providing for his family, you know, paying the bills, you know, making sure that the wife and kids have everything that they need and, you know, wants, you know, to the best of his ability. That's love. That's how he's loving his wife.
Right.
Right. And that's the way he understands. But here's where it gets a little tricky. For a woman, unless that woman's, for some women, right? This is definitely not a blanket statement, right? For some women, unless that woman's love language is acts of service, which many of them are, she would better be able, you know, he would really just be speaking her language and all those things if it's acts of service. But if it's not, if she is more emotionally driven, it is possible. And we hear this from some of our clients that they tell us, right? It's possible that she could overlook those things. That the ways that he expressed his love, and she just overlooks, oh, she just takes it as just his duties, right? Because maybe she's wanting chocolates, or maybe she's wanting to be taken out onto the town. Maybe she's wanting a foot rub at the end of the day.
Oh, you know, listen to her while she's talking about something.
Yeah. Or maybe he just wants her to listen, right? To almost as if how her girlfriends or her mother or her aunts or the women in her family mm-hmm. would listen. And just, he just listens to all her day, all the details, all the ups and downs and the frustrations that would make her feel loved, right? Mm-hmm. To where that, and that goes completely over his head because that makes him step out of his logic. That makes him delve more into his emotional side. And for a lot of men, that is kind of foreign. That's foreign territory for
them.
Right,
exactly.
So to me, when you ask me, why is it, you know, why do I think it's hard for men to love their wives? It's not so much that I think it's hard for men to love their wives. Absolutely not. I think it can be hard for a man to love his wife in a way that the woman needs to be loved and for him to understand how she needs to be loved, if that makes any sense.
Yeah. So it's really about him learning his wife, learning
yes.
his woman, or what she likes.
Absolutely.
What she sees things as being loved.
Absolutely.
Or experiences love. Ooh, that's great, babe.
Is it?
That's really great.
Thank you, honey. Absolutely.
I agree with that. So in that case, you know, even on the man's side, we kind of get to a place where we kind of go with what we think,
uh-huh.
what we know women like, you
right.
know, listening to the old R&B songs,
mm-hmm.
you know, stuff that you see on TV, you know, the fantasy type stuff that guys do.
Right.
You know, just the norms.
Yes.
So typically it's just taking those things and just running with it.
Yes.
Just running with it. You know, what was it called? You're throwing something against the wall, trying to make sure it sticks.
Oh, yeah. Throwing you know? Things against the wall, yeah. Hoping they stick.
So basically, that's what we do. You right. know, we try to see what works, you know, and something ain't working. And at the end of the day, I can see that sometimes that frustrates women mm-hmm. because you're not really speaking their language, their love.
Right.
And that's where, you know, it kind of gets into feeling like you're not doing enough or something isn't good enough. It's meeting your standards.
Right.
But it's
right.
not necessarily meeting their standards.
Exactly. Mm. So to where when really at the, you know, the man is showing the love all along, and that's where a lot of them can get at odds because she expresses how she wants to be loved. And then it makes all the ways that he is expressing his love, he feels insignificant. So then he may feel unappreciated. So now we're opening a whole new can of worms here, you know, between the married couple to where now both couples are kind of feeling underappreciated when mm-hmm. it's really just a misunderstanding in
Absolutely.
Love languages Absolutely. And how they want their love to be expressed.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. I agree with that.
Interesting.
Yeah, absolutely. and also, it also kind of goes back to, you know, having that patience to understand. Again, we're more analytical in our thinking.
Mm-hmm.
We are like problem solvers.
Right.
And going back to your example, I remember, and again, I've learned a lot of this stuff just in our marriage. It's certain things that I looked at, you know, even with, you know, some of the harshness, some of the, just the way we communicate as men, because we're very direct, we're very analytical,
right.
you know?
Right.
And so when you look at that as being analytical, like, Y'all can come and just talk to us about a friendship that you have with someone and the friend offending you or doing something, mm-hmm. right? And I never forget it. We had a conversation one time and it was so funny. But the thing is, sometimes y'all just want us to listen. You know, we're trying to
true.
Fix stuff. So we're like, okay, you're bringing this to me. Okay, so I need to help you fix it. So I start, you know, so we start giving advice, you know, how to deal with this. And you're like, and you looking all stank face, like, oh, I just want you to listen. You know, and then it turns into something, you know. So I definitely get that.
Yeah, he's like, oh, she ain't your friend. It's like, wait, what?
Y'all wouldn't call her back no more. You know,
it's like we've been friends since fifth grade. What? She's not my friend. Wait, what? That's funny. But that is true. You know, we do just appreciate a listening ear because, again, that it's kind of the way men and women both have been conditioned to love a certain way. But there's also natural, I believe, parameters as well. But yes, we do enjoy a good listener. But also we do enjoy the problem solving as well. I know I do.
Right. Yeah. It's the time and place for it, you know,
right.
but again, it does go back to that. And just the whole communication, because that's bonding, that's
right.
bonding time. Again,
right.
we, a lot of guys are unattached from their emotions and feelings. We don't talk about stuff. We kind of disengage from a lot of those things. So that's another reason why it does kind of make it challenging for a lot of guys, a lot of men, a lot of husbands, is that we are not those emotional communicators.
Mm-hmm. Right. Just making me laugh. Stuff. Absolutely, babe. Absolutely. You're right. It's just all the stuff we're talking about is funny because it needs to be said, you know, because these are things that I believe every married couple goes through.
Mm-hmm. You know, it's very comfortable, you know, just and it happens at the oddest times, you know, while you're watching a football game or basketball, we need to talk. And when y'all would come up with that, we need, ooh, that's scary. We need to talk about what?
Oh, goodness. And it could just be about like the kids' sports schedule, a change in something, but then like automatically tense up just with those words.
Exactly. Exactly. You know, spending a lot of time can be uncomfortable. Mm-hmm. You know, just like the whole conversation about talking. If someone is very not emotionally available, mm-hmm. then that can be a challenge for them. You know, it could be a real challenge. Don't have a great friend, which goes back to not having a great friendship with their spouse. Mm-hmm. You know, you really want to have a great friendship. And you want to develop that in the courtship. You want to be friends. You want to be around each other. Mm-hmm. And the thing about it is, like you were saying before, you know, about us learning, men learning how to love their wives and love them in the way that they understand, in the way that they want to feel love or how they feel to be loved. That is a shared responsibility. That's an exchange of information. That's shared responsibility. Mm-hmm. And in Romans 12:10-12 says, be devoted to one another in love. Honor one another above yourself. Never be lacking in zeal, but keep your spiritual excitement serving the Lord. Be joyful in hope, patient in affliction, faithful in prayer. And the thing about it is, husband loves your wives is and to not be bitter against them. We have to really understand that loving our wives and loving y'all is a huge obligation. It's a huge obligation. It's not just from the standpoint of loving y'all in a way that you deserve to be loved, but it's loving y'all in a way that honors God and as Christ loved the church. So it's all about loving you guys and not being harsh with you guys. Colossians 3:19 says, husbands, love your wives and do not be harsh with them. Mm-hmm. And reason that's challenging for a lot of men and husbands is that we deal with harshness. We deal with harshness when we go out into the world. We deal with harshness when we face obstacles. Mm-hmm. Things are not handed to us typically. So we are out there really just getting it. But that's how God designed it. When Adam fell, in Genesis 3:17-19 says, and unto Adam he said, because thou hast hearkened unto the voice of thy wife, hast eaten of the tree of which I commanded thee, saying, thou shalt not eat it. Cursed is the ground for thy sake. In sorrow shalt thou eat of it all the days of thy life. Thorns and thistles shall it bring forth to thee. And thou shalt eat the herb of the field, and the sweat of thy face shalt thou eat bread, till thou return to the ground. For out of it was thou taken, for dust thou art, and unto dust shalt thou return. So we are to deal with the harshness. That's our burden. Men deal with harshness in a lot of ways, mm-hmm. and we commanded to.
Right.
But the thing is, we can't turn around and transfer that harshness to our wives.
Right. Right. Because that's not loving.
Right. Right.
That's true, babe.
So we are to sacrifice that. Mm-hmm. We're to sacrifice that. And so to me, it kind of reminds me of calloused hands. Mm. You have these calluses on your hands, right? And calluses are made from the pressure and friction that's put on it. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Right? So when we are dealing with the world, we face pressures and friction. Mm-hmm. So it's almost like we develop these calluses. So we can't cause this harshness from something that is on us.
Right.
Like we, you know, and we have the callus on our hands and things like that. So we're the ones feeling it, and we can't allow that spot to be numb. Mm-hmm.
Right.
That makes sense.
That's a good analogy.
You know, so Colossians 1:24 says, now I rejoice in what I am suffering for you and I fill up in my flesh what is still lacking regard to Christ's afflictions for the sake of his body, which is the church. So again, we are to love our wives as Christ loved the church and sacrificing.
Right.
And sacrificing. So don't transfer the harshness. Respond with love. And one thing about all that, babe, is that men want submissive wives.
Right.
But this is the thing that most husbands miss, is that if they want women to be submissive to them, they have to love them.
Mm. Right.
They have to love them and open that up.
Absolutely.
Open that up. And some wives want to be submissive.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
They
but they have to open that up by loving them.
Right.
I mean, sometimes providing is the easy part. Sometimes that's the part that a lot of husbands have down is providing and doing the things that they're supposed to do as men. But it's this the part of the inner parts of the marriage and the feelings that makes it challenging to for them to love,
right?
The Bible says, love your wives. So, and then finding reasons not to do it, finding reasons not to love their wives, you know, and they are to do it outside of them deserving it.
Okay.
Outside them deserving it.
Right.
Sometimes they don't want to love the wife because they've been hurt in the past. They've been hurt before.
Right.
Sometimes they don't want to love their wives because they see their spouse's imperfections. Sometimes they don't want to love their wives because they think they're moody or cranky.
Oh, wow.
You know, sometimes it's not spending enough time at home or spending a whole lot of money. You know, it's all about finding reasons not to that gets in the way of them doing so.
Right.
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 And we just have to remember, it says in Colossians 1:22, but now he has reconciled you by Christ's physical body through death to present you holy in his sight without blemish and free from accusation. If you continue in your faith, established and firm, and do not move from the hope held out in the gospel. So we are to do it in spite of, because Christ forgave us. He forgave us. So in return, we are to forgive our wives and not have spot, wrinkle, or blemish on them.
Mm-hmm.
And free from accusations.
Right.
Right?
Right.
And again, those are the things that gets in the way of loving wives.
Okay.
So it's removing that, removing that out of the way and doing it as Christ loved the church. And one of the biggest reasons why men and husbands, we need to love our wives is 1 Peter 3:7. And it says, husbands, in the same way, be considerate as you live with your wives and treat them with respect as the weaker partner and as heirs with you of the gracious gift of life, so that nothing will hinder your prayers. So nothing will hinder your prayers.
Amen.
So we are to love our wives so that also nothing will hinder our prayers. And we have to really understand that when we find a wife, when the word says that we find a wife, it says, he who finds a wife, Proverbs 18:22, he who finds a wife finds what is good and receives favor from the Lord. So when you find your wife and have your wife, you have favor on your life. You found favor. You have favor to having a wife, a helpmeet. And all this goes back to just us being good husbands, following the word of God and loving our wives again, so we can be heard when we pray, when we go before the Lord. Again, as Christ loved the church. It's sacrificial. It's sacrificial. So Ephesians 5 says, follow God's example. Therefore, as dearly loved children, and walk in the way of love, just as Christ loved us and gave himself up for us as a fragrant offering and sacrifice to God that's pleasing to him. So we want our marriage to be pleasing to him. We want to do the same thing.
That's right.
All right. So before we close, is there anything that you want to add to the podcast before we end session 5, episode 5?
I am excited to talk about the other counterpart to with the wives, our next segment, because there's so many goodies in this podcast that we talked about today that are literally complementary to a wife's role. As we talked about husbands loving their wives, this section, you know, next week we talk about wives respecting your husbands, and that's a real treat that we have for the wives here. And the thing is, you all, they're intertwined, because a marriage is a union. So what we discussed in this podcast is going to support what we're going to talk about next week for the wives, and vice versa. So yeah, I loved it. I don't have anything else to add.
Awesome.
You did great, babe.
Appreciate it. All right. So what we're going to do, we're going to go into the Marriage Fix tool shed, and we're going to give you some tools to take back to your marriage, to your relationship. So the first thing is you want to not look for the spot, wrinkle, and blemishes. You want to not look for those things. And if you do find yourself seeing those things and looking for those things, nice. If they do find them or see themselves looking for that or seeing that, then we go to number 2, put them on the altar. So those are the tools for you guys for this episode. And we really appreciate you listening to my podcast. And again, if you have not subscribed, go ahead and do so now. That way, when they are released, you will know that there is a new one available.
And also, you all, be sure to subscribe to this channel. If you haven't heard your favorite topic yet, keep listening. You are bound to hear it. Also, be sure to give us the best, that 5-star rating underneath the rating system, and even leave a comment. We'd love to hear from you all. Also, if you want more of the Marriage Fix, feel free to go to jamesnance.coach. That's James, JamesNance.coach for more goodies, coaching packages, and our merch.
And we really appreciate your time and support. And so we thank you. And you guys have a good week. Bye.
Bye.
Subscribe to our podcast.
Have you heard your favorite topic yet?
If not, stick around. We might cover that next.
So make sure you subscribe so you don't miss it.
Proverbs 11:14 says, where no counsel is, the people fail. But in a multitude of counselors, there's safety.
Let us become one of your counsels in this life of marriage.
There are many voices talking from the world and from a life of singleness.
Don't let your legacy fall into the hands of unwise counsel.
How will you know? By the word of God.
Turn your marriage around and create the marriage God has for you.
Subscribe now to The Marriage Fix.